Hello, Katie.
Dominic.
I was thinking, usually we start off our episodes with some like inane chat about how our week has been going, but it doesn't really feel necessary this week.
It feels even less necessary than usual, because we're going to be doing something a little bit different this week. Today, we're going to be bringing you the first in a series of reported pieces from around Europe. We are very excited.
Indeed, we are. And we're going to be taking you to Denmark, where we'll be having a look inside a maximum security prison just outside Copenhagen. And the reason we're doing this is that some of the prisoners there have recently been facing quite a massive life decision.
And to tell us a little bit more about that, let's give Lena a call.
Hi, Lena.
Hi, Dominic. How are you?
Good. Nice to speak to you.
Lena Bixellesen. She is a writer and podcast producer. She's based between Copenhagen and New York. And she visited the prison over the summer to meet two prisoners who are facing this really massive life choice. Set the scene for us. What is it like, this prison?
When you arrive at the prison, it doesn't look like a prison. Forget everything you've seen in American TV shows and movies. There's a little duck pond next to it. It's surrounded by green trees. But Hestevesta is a unique prison in the sense that it is uniquely equipped to take in people who require psychiatric observation or a treatment of some kind. That also means that this prison houses inmates who are considered to be among the most dangerous prison inmates in Denmark. People who are considered to be too dangerous to be part of society and who need treatment to potentially rehabilitate sometime in the future.
And something that's a bit unusual about this prison is that it contains quite a lot of inmates that aren't actually from Denmark.
Yeah, that's right. So Hestevester prison has a Greenlandic wing, which houses close to 30 Greenlandic men.
And Greenland is quite far away from Denmark, isn't it?
It is. It's almost 4,000 kilometers from Denmark. So indeed far away, because of a history of Greenland being a colony of Denmark, the ties between the two countries are still very strong. Greenland is an autonomous country, but is part of the Kingdom of Denmark. And so even though Greenland is located between the Arctic and Atlantic Oceans, it's considered to be a part of Europe due to its ties to Denmark.
So why aren't these prisoners being kept in Greenland?
Yeah, good question. The very unique thing about Greenland is that up until this year, Greenland has actually been considered a prisonless society. Greenland has in fact had a type of prisons referred to as open institutions, meaning that people who've been convicted of crimes in Greenland have to sleep there, but they're able to work in regular society. They're able to walk around and participate in society. And so because there are no conventional maximum security prisons in Greenland, people who've been convicted of more dangerous crimes or who are deemed in need of psychiatric treatment have then been sent to Hestevester prison in Denmark to serve their prison sentences.
Wow, it's quite intense. It's almost like people are being exiled away. It sounds medieval. Has it been quite controversial all this time? Do people protest against it? I mean, it must be difficult for people to get visits from family members. That's before we talk about the language difference.
It has very much been controversial, and it's indeed a difficult situation for Greenlandic inmates at this Danish prison to be in, to be sent to a prison where the language and culture is very different and they're very far away from families. So human rights organizations have criticized this practice for decades. And I think largely due to that criticism, Greenland has now, this year, for the first time ever, opened a maximum security prison of their own.
Okay, so the prisoners who up until now have been in the unit in Denmark have been facing this choice of whether to move back to the new prison in Greenland or not, much closer to home.
That's right. So all the Greenlandic inmates at Hestevester have been grappling with this decision of whether they wanted to stay in Hestevester until the end of their prison sentence or go back to this new prison in Nuuk, the capital of Greenland. And you might assume that all of them would jump at the opportunity to be able to go home, but the reality is that only the minority of these Greenlandic men who are currently in Denmark have actually wanted to go to Nuuk.
So you spent some time in the prison recently and got to speak to some of the inmates there. I was wondering if you could tell us about who you met.
Yeah, I spoke to five different men at Hestavesta, and we're going to hear the stories of two of these men. So the first person we're going to hear from is Carl, who has been at Hestavesta for over 5 years. Now, we're also going to hear from Jens, who has spent almost a decade at Hestavesta, who has arrived at a different decision than Carl.
And you spoke to these two men in Danish, which is obviously not their first language.
That's right. It's very important to understand that Greenland and Denmark have two very different languages. Many people in Greenland do speak Danish, but many don't. And so when Greenlandic men arrive at this Danish prison, they're suddenly living at an institution where all of the staff speaks Danish. There's an interpreter on staff, but in many cases, they won't be able to understand what prison staff is saying or be able to communicate with them. Now, the two men that I spoke with both speak Danish quite well, but it's obviously not their first language. And the translations are staying as true to their manner of speaking in Danish as possible. So first, we're going to hear Carl talking about his experience being transferred from Greenland to this Danish prison. His experience is quite typical for Greenlandic inmates at Hestavesta, who often arrive in Denmark on planes from Greenland at night. And so their first experience with this institution that'll be their home for many years, maybe even decades to come, is shrouded in darkness.
Jeg skal væk.
I'm going away.
Jeg skal væk fra Grønland.
I'm going away from Greenland.
Jeg skal væk min kæreste. Jeg skal væk min familie.
I'm going away from my girlfriend. I'm going away from my family. Mom and dad, my nephew, niece, my older brother, my friends, all of my friends. My dad was really depressed, and my mom too. It's tough.
My whole 4,000 kilometers.
4,000 kilometers. I didn't know what those it looked like in Hestavesta, the inmates, and so on. I'm never afraid of anyone. If someone plays tough with me, I don't care. I'm thinking they're like crazy people. They're very psychopaths and so on. Gang members, skinheads, things like that. It would be such people. Then I got to here. I'm a bit surprised. It's calm, quiet and calm. I can't think about when am I getting out. I promise myself I will behave. I won't make trouble. I won't smoke weed. I won't do some drugs. I've done 6 years. I hope maybe 2-3 years I get parole or move to open prison. I like to go home.
No, I don't feel like moving to Nuuk. Because I have family here in Denmark. But I have four daughters who still live in Greenland. My kids all are grown up. I told them why I will stay here in Denmark. So we've talked to each other. I will stay at Hestavesta because at Hestavesta I have done a treatment, so I'll continue with that. And after treatment, I will do parole here in Denmark. I wanted treatment.
Der problemer.
Deep inside there's problems.
Min bedste ven, han er selvmord. Han var kun 10 år.
My best friend, he died from suicide. He was only 10 years old.
Ja, det er hårdt. Kun børn. 10 år.
Just children. Then I started drinking early.
Jeg var kun 12 år.
I was just 12 years old.
Så jeg begyndte med alkoholiker.
Ja, den gang jeg voksede op, jeg fisker.
When I was growing up, I went fishing a lot. My dad was a fisherman, my dad was a skipper, and they have helpers. They have children, neighbors. We have lots of friends. Everybody goes fishing, they know each other, go sailing in nature, reindeer hunting, nature fishing, together with family. Waiting and waiting, and always think about it at Christmas. I miss my family at Christmas.
At night, I have trouble sleeping at night, very much trouble. I think I sleep up to 4 hours. It's not a lot. I start reading books. So I have lots of books. Some of the others here ask, what does it say in the book? You can read Danish, so you can understand what does it say. So I started translating, so I'm always translating to Greenlandic. But when I don't sleep at night, then I get another book to read. I wake up in the morning at 6. I make breakfast. We have a kitchen, community kitchen. We have a grocery store in here. From fruit to meat or milk. There's all kinds of things. It's like on the outside. We have a cooking club, two guys, two Greenlanders. We always buy a lamb, chicken, ground beef, things that save in the freezer. Yesterday, the other guy, my friend, cooked. So today, I cook. I'll make lamb soup. It'll be lambs from New Zealand.
Many Scandinavian prisons are designed so that inmates' everyday life more or less mimics normal life. Most inmates work some kind of job at the prison. A lot of inmates also go to school. Treatment programs are a big part of many inmates' everyday life, or at least weekly life at the prison. So Carl, too, has a job at the prison. He works at a carpentry workshop, and he'll talk a little more about his daily life at the prison.
Yes, I work here. We also have a school, learn Danish and maths. I'm good at maths. I'm not so good at reading. When I first got here, 2013, it was every day alarm. The guards have an alarm. They every day run. Something happened. Now it's very calm. Never any alarms.
De snakker meget dansker. De snakker alt muligt. De snakker alt.
Danes. They talk a lot. They talk all kinds of things. It's completely crazy. They talk about everything. Greenlanders, we never talk about such tiny little things. They talk loud.
And
sometimes I tease them. Hey, do you have a bad hearing or what? We often laugh, talk about fun stuff, both Danes and Greenlanders. The others, they will miss me. They told me you'll leave a big hole when you leave. We miss you already. I'm going home soon. We don't know when we'll be leaving. I wait a lot since last year. It's been pushed and pushed and pushed. We don't know when.
So,
and then last Tuesday, I was working. The guard called me. You have to go see the officer. And so I think, now what? What's going on? I haven't been making any trouble. That's maybe the kinds of things I'm thinking. So I go there, therapist and the interpreter and the officer are there.
They said, "Du skal rejse tirsdag."
You're leaving Tuesday.
Tirsdag. Og jeg er lidt overrasket.
Tuesday? Oh, I'm surprised. And then you have to write the signature. And my fingers are shaking. I sign my name. We laugh. I'm thinking I need to make a phone call. I'm a bit like, I can't believe it so much, it's strange. I talk to my family over the phone. I talk to my mom. Mom, I'm home soon. And then she's a bit cries. Surprised. And I also have a bit of tears because my mom told me I'm crying. And then I'm also a bit tears. And then the wing, I see the others. Hey, I'm going home soon. And they said, congratulations. Good for me. I'm happy. But I have a friend who we supported each other, talk about things. I also support him a lot. And he says, maybe I miss you.
Carl is one of the few Greenlandic men who've decided to transfer to this new prison in Greenland. There's a number of reasons why the majority of Greenlandic inmates in Denmark have decided not to transfer to this new Greenlandic prison. Many of the men have expressed this sense of having been kicked out of Greenland. And as a consequence, they don't want to go home. They're turning their backs on their homeland the way that they felt Greenland turned its back on them. Greenland is a very small society, 55,000 inhabitants. Some maybe seem to grapple with the burden of returning to a place where they may have to face the people who've been affected by their crimes. Crimes that they've spent maybe a decade, maybe even more, having to grapple with themselves.
When I get parole, I will stay here in this area because I know this place. I can go with fishing trip. I have a fishing license. Previously, I have gone with fishing trips by the beaches or the island. It was lovely, so I don't miss my nature. There's different types of nature, right? Here in Denmark, the nature, there's trees, lots of trees. But in Greenland, the mountains, glaciers, you see the ice sheet. But not here in Denmark. But I don't miss. I don't miss Greenland.
So I pack my bags, my photos. I have a winter coat, winter pants and boots. You should bring 20 kilos and the carry-on 15 kilos. Oh, I have much clothes. I'm a bit stressed out. My bag, I weigh and I like fill it again. My old kind of old clothes. Do you want this?
Jeg snakker om andre, de vil gerne se her i Danmark.
I talk to the others, they want to serve their time here in Denmark. I don't understand. It's our home. It's ours. Why would you want to stay here in Denmark? I don't understand. Our country, our nature, we miss Greenlandic food, all kinds of things. Why don't you want to go home? You should go home. It's also strange that I'm going away from here. That's also strange. I know many, the staff, the guards, so it's a bit. Then on the other hand, I'm pretty happy and I'm going home. And I'm going home.
This episode was reported and produced by Lena Beck-Sielesen and edited by Katz Laszlo. The English voices you heard were Peter Frederik Olsen and Vivi Nielsen. We were able to record this special episode thanks to generous support from the European Cultural Foundation. They support initiatives which rethink Europe as an open and democratic space. Additional thanks to the Greenlandic Houses in Denmark. And finally, thank you for listening.